This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, this is going to be interesting because he is going to help us understand margin calls. You say, well, I don't have a margin call. Well, your lender is most likely, or your aggregator is. So Andy Schell, Dr. Andy Schell, Profit Doctor, good to have you here, friend.
Hey, Dave. Well, I've got, I came up with five topics for show notes. So I'll do the easy one first. The webinar's next week on hedge accounting. So there you go. You're bored, want something to do, sign up through the MBA. So margin calls, are not understanding margin calls or seeing margin calls. So, Dave, I thought I would talk about margin calls and then MSR value drivers because that seems to be
good.
They're all connected. So the first thing you have to do to understand margin calls is to understand some basics about rate dynamics, interest rate dynamics. So it's really pretty straightforward, and at some point I can explain why the discount cash flow works this way. But the bottom line of it is when rates go down, the value of the loan goes up. And when rates go down, the value of the hedge goes down. So, but the whole point is here to create a teeter-totter. One goes up, the other goes down in the same amount, at the same pace, but in opposite directions. This is called the secondary marketing gain preservation. So we want to make the money we thought we were going to make. So every morning when we come into work, all the lenders have already taken investor rates and marked them up. So we take our investor rates, mark it up to create the gain on sale, and that gain on sale is used to recover all the operating costs and to make a profit. So we've got this gain in our loan. So then we have our interest rate lock commitment that we've issued, and so now we want to protect our interest rate risk exposure we have in our locked pipeline, so we enter into a hedge transaction. And that could be best efforts. Typically, in a normal world, best efforts is less effective. It's a lower gain on sale than if you use a short TBA MBS position and then pair out and go into a mandatory delivery commitment. So while you have the hedge in place with a short TBA MBS position, we sold future mortgage-backed securities, and we're using that to protect the value of the IRLC. When rates move, they move the value of the locked pipeline, the value of the hedge goes up and down in opposite directions, but by the same amount, and that creates our preserving our gain on sale. So if rates actually do go down like they have been, then we should have bigger gains in our loans because the value of the loans went up, and we'll have losses in our hedge, but the loss in the hedge compared to the gains in the loan still make our gain on sale. We still make the same amount of gain on sale irrespective of what happens in interest rates, because that's the whole point of the hedge. We're hedging against rate movement to make it so we make the same amount. Now, the problem is, the first issue is, what happens when rates move super fast and are highly volatile? Well, we may end up with margin decay where we don't actually make the transition from the short hedge position and pair out and go to a mandatory delivery commitment. We might actually not get the loan sale gain we were expecting. Also, when we have our short position, which means that the hedge, so as rates go down, the value of the hedge goes down. So that the hedge is a security trade. We sold a security through a broker-dealer. When we enter into a hedge position with a broker-dealer and the value of that position goes down, that creates exposure to the broker-dealer. So when the broker-dealer sees rates dropping and the value of the hedge going down, so we as a mortgage company are going, well, that's okay because the value of the loans are going up, make more money on the loans, we'll have a loss on the hedge, but we still made our secondary marketing margin. From the broker-dealer perspective, the broker-dealer has a risk exposure that went up because they have counterparty risk. They've got this broker-dealer has the risk that what happens if that trade doesn't settle. So what the broker-dealer does is they say, hey, we've got this loss exposure in your hedge position. We want you to put up some collateral to protect us in case there's a problem with this hedge when it settles. So that's the margin call. Our margin call is simply a collateral deposit to offset the exposure in the hedge losses. But we at the mortgage company, we're going to sell our loans. We're going to make a lot of, instead of making 103, we're going to make 105 when we sell the loans. We're going to have a 2% loss in the hedge, but we still made 103. That's what we wanted. But until the security settles, we've got to keep the broker-dealer's counterparty risk exposure intact. So they want us to put a deposit up. So we move money from our account at Wells Fargo and we move it over to Bank of Oklahoma. Well, that's not a good example because Bank of Oklahoma doesn't require margin calls. Move it over to a multi-bank. So what we've got to remember is that margin calls occur when our short position is in a loss state. It's called being out of the money. And a margin call is simply a collateral offset. And then once the security settles or the payoff occurs, it goes away and we settle out in cash. So the trick, though, is that secondary marketing best execution models look at best price. They don't typically look at margin call exposure. So I've been, well, Dave, we've been talking about this for years and years. I always talk about best ex is not best ex if you don't consider margin call exposure. So if you've got loss position in your hedge and you're going to sell more to the same broker where you already have a significant exposure to margin call, then don't do that. Maybe you give up some ticks by going with another broker, but you've got to look at margin call exposure. And secondary marketing people don't do it. We have payroll risk right now today because secondary marketing did not pay attention to margin call exposure. So you've either got to go with a broker-dealer that doesn't require margin call, like Fannie Mae or Bank of Oklahoma, or watch this stuff. Be aware of it. Be careful. Best ex is not just price. It also has to consider margin call exposure when we've got this kind of volatility. Now, like Joe was saying and Dave, you were saying, MBS is better today. It's actually it dropped in the morning. Prices went up. Now it's stabilizing.
Yeah.
So real quick, the MSR. But why is the MSR getting hit so bad? So part of the TBA MBS short position is a servicing multiple value that's included in the MBS. When we create a security and hold the MSR, like all the time I was at Bank of America, this is what we did. So you create a security, you hold the MSR. So the value of the MSR is driven by rates and also economic conditions. When rates go up, people don't refi, the servicing lasts longer, so that's good. When rates go down, the MSR prepayment speeds accelerate, and the value of the MSR goes down. So the MSR value is pretty much the same direction as the hedge position. But here's the difference. Here's the unique part. Economic conditions can be more of an effect than just rate movements, because when you have economic distress, if delinquencies go up, if people don't make their payment, the servicer, the mortgage company, has to, on MBS, on security servicing, scheduled servicing, you have to make the payment for the borrower. You have to give the money to the security, even if the borrower didn't pay. And so if you're a servicer and you're looking at valuing MSR and you're looking at people aren't going to be making mortgage payments for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, or we don't know when, how much are you going to pay to buy an asset that's going to generate you a cash advance risk where you have to make the payment to the security holder even if you didn't get the money from the borrower? So you're going to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have a servicing right with a borrower who did not make the payment. So how do you protect yourself from that? Well, you raise your FICO limit. You go to 680, 700, even 720. You've got to protect yourself from advance risk. That's the big issue with MSRs is advance risk. There is definitely value risk as well with the rate volatility, but delinquency also costs more because you've got to have the people to call the borrowers and try to get it paid. But advance risk is the most essential element that's affecting MSRs today. So anyway, that was a lot of stuff, Dave.
But it's so good. I mean, it should cause people to want to pick up the phone and call you on a number of points you made. Now, they have passed PTAP, which is pass-through assistant program at Ginnie Mae. It's not in place this moment, but that's the draw on. But here's the fallacy in that. It's just not money they're throwing at everything. I was talking to another lender, and they're counseling their LOs and saying, what should we say to our borrowers? They said, we got forbearance. I said, forbearance is not forgiveness. Tell your borrowers. Mm-hmm. They are still going to be responsible for the mortgage payment, it's either now or at some point down the road. If you have the money, pay it. And they go, what? And so forbearance or forgiveness on the consumer side, you got to understand that. You got to understand when PTAP is going to kick in, to what degree, is it applicable for everything? There's a lot of unknowns. But Andy, you cover the basics so well for us, and I think your webinar is a must listen to. More than just covering the basics, you can go deep into the weeds on this stuff. And I'm so grateful to have you as a friend. Dr. Andy Schell, CFPB, CFFS, CFF, CMBB, and now PhD, our beloved Prophet Dr. Andy. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, Dave.
All your wisdom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
people
it.
People get a hold of Andy. Get a hold of Andy at mbs-team.com if you have any questions. And there are, you should be flooding his inbox with all the stuff that's out there. So grateful for our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerates, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Apologize for the podcast going a little longer, but I think it was worth it. Love to hear from you how you're doing and keep me posted. What's going on at your company? Be at 512-632-2900. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.